First Baptist Church missionary Roy Smith was one of the first missionaries allowed into Russia. While there, he found Christina Matkina, who is now part of the missionary team serving as a translator. Smith and Ms. Matkina talked about their experiences with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Tuesday morning.
They just brought the message that I just needed to hear, and they led me to Christ.
And you had a receptive heart.
Well, I guess it was the time for me.
And now you do the speaking.
Yep, that's right.
She translates for us when we're there.
When the Americans
would
come.
But the ministry goes on around the clock, around year round.
We do the Bible studies for the orphan kids. We go there every week. And we have the VBS, Vacation Bible Schools, every summer. And we, like last year, this summer, past summer, we had, let's say, 12 Vacation Bible Schools, not just in my town, but around our area, in my state. And we go to very remote villages where nobody goes. And like we had a horrible summer. I've heard you had a weird summer as well.
Yeah. Well, it's always different in Texas, but we had a very nice one.
Really? Well, we didn't have hardly any hot days in Siberia. It was raining and pretty cold and in 60s, you know.
So mild.
And yeah, the gardens didn't turn well this year. But praise God that we were able to share the gospel. So we had a good crop of souls for the Lord.
Well, there's always limited time, and there's so many things I want to know, but tell me about just any of the villages that you went to, and it's isolated. How do you reach them, and what do they look like, and what are they doing when you get there?
Well, see, during the Soviet time, it was the Soviet used to run the country, so they will tell us, okay, how much you have to bring the wheat or the meat, you know, they'll tell you how much you have to bring it to the, you know, every month, and so they'll give you the order, and then you just follow the orders. But when the Iron Curtain was down, finally, in 1991, it became a chaos, you see. And nobody knows how to run because we never been thinking on our own, you know. Well, I was 11 in 1991, but I do remember my mother was working at the factory and she didn't receive her paycheck for 3 years. I mean, no money, not even a cent.
And she went to work every day.
Every single day she was working because that's all they used to learn. I mean, you know. And so this is what had happened. So they butchered all the cows that they had in the villages. You know, they let the weeds grow over the fields because they did not know how to run their life. So we had to learn how to take care of ourselves because the government used to think for us.
Yes.
You know, and so we started to learn. Some people were very active, so they start to steal things, you know, and get things for themselves. And then a lot of factories were destroyed and people would just, you know, get whatever they want. And some get really rich. As you can see, half of London belongs to Russians. Mm-hmm. And we are still surprised how they can make, you know, that successful life. But the rest of the country, like the villages, okay, let me go back to the villages. Okay, so we did not know how to live on our own. We used to just follow the orders. So people, because they were so confused, some of them started to drink. Mm. And they'll make alcohol with anything. You know, they'll pick up the berries, the forests, and then they'll let it,
ferment.
Ferment, and then they'll drink that. And so, and then most of those villages became alcoholic villages. And those poor kids, they wouldn't have anything to eat. Like we would go for vacation, summer Bible school, and we feed them two times while we're there for 4 hours. And it's hard to get there because there's no road. So, like this year, we had lots of rain, so there were so many roads were washed away, just dirt roads, so it was hard for us to get there. So we were waiting and praying that the Lord will just give us some nice days that we could just reach those kids.
KSST News.